Let us pray. Dear God, our Father, here is another opportunity that is ours to express to you our thanks and gratitude. To be able to be in conversation with you about what's happening down here on planet Earth. And we are so comforted knowing that we can talk to you when life is trying to get the best of us, trying to gang up on us, trying to overcrowd us, trying to overwhelm us. And what a blessed assurance, oh God, it is to know that we can talk to you without any scheduling, without any getting on your calendar, oh God, that we can come to you, Father, when we are hard-pressed by life. And I just thank you, oh God, for this moment of prayer. And I thank you, oh God, for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for. Father, any range of things can be happening with this person. I don't know specifically, Father, but also being one who's living in the human condition and experience, we can then begin to conceive what could be happening with this person. But Lord, I just lift them up to you now, and I pray that you would supply whatever it is that they need, whatever kinds of situations or scenarios that this person is trying to navigate themselves through. I just pray, Father, that you would lead and that you would guide them and that you would be, Father, exactly what is needed to remedy this situation for them. I pray right now for your divine intervention, Father, for whatever it is that they need. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will give them peace of mind, and from that place of peace, may they have right thinking, clear thinking, and, Father, the move of your Holy Spirit to move them from where they are to where they need to be in you to make their lives better. I just pray that this would happen right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you would help them to know that you are always there and that you have a plan. And the plan, oh God, is outlined in your word. And I just pray, Father, as I lift them up, that you would work it out for your glory, but for their good. I pray, Father, this not only for this person, but for their families and their circle of involvement, those around them, oh God, I pray that you would just work it out. And then, oh God, I pray for this person's health, that any sickness that may be trying to invade their lives, I pray that you would shut it down now in the name of Jesus. I pray for this person's health. I pray for this person's body, oh God, the earthly house that you have permitted them to live in, oh God. I pray that they would take care of the earthly house, oh God. And I pray that all the systems and functions thereof can work as you designed it right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind all sicknesses and diseases, known sicknesses as well as unknown sicknesses. We pray, Heavenly Father, that your power and your authority would be made known on this person's behalf in the area of health. We pray it now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then, oh God, we pray as well that you would shut down all demonic activities around this individual in the name of Jesus. Satan is always trying to come against the saved and even the sinners so that they will not come to know you in the free pardon of sin. So we pray, Heavenly Father, now that your power would override and overrule all demonic forces that may be gathering to come against this person's life plan and purpose in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God, for the abiding Holy Spirit who lives inside of us and who causes us to persevere through whatever problems that we have. And we just pray, God, for this person's health. We pray, O God, for demonic activity to cease and desist from around this individual right now in the name of Jesus. And then, O God, we pray that this will be a day we can pursue the purpose that you have for us in order to bring, O God, glory to your holy and righteous name. We just love you and we thank you for this privilege of prayer, and we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Friend, I hope that you're well. And I hope that in spite of it all, you still have a praise. And I challenge you to bless God at all times, even in the times where, you know, you are feeling some kind of way because of life. But I challenge you even then to even bless God and to praise him, because God is the solution to whatever problems that you may have. And he's promised to take care of us and to bring us out of it all right. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ in the free pardon of your sin, you have an opportunity to do so now. But it begins with you acknowledging that you need him, that you believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God the Father, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And then the only thing you have to do is to confess it with your mouth, because you believe it in your heart. And the Bible says you shall be saved. I sincerely hope that you make that decision right now. And if you do, you have become my brother, not only in creation, but my brother in Christ. Accept Jesus today. It'll be the best decision that you have ever made. And before we allow for this moment to fade into oblivion, could you be so kind to think of others who need it and send it to them? Let's spread love and let's spread salvation. Create opportunities for persons to get to know Jesus Christ. And that can happen today if you were to send it out to persons whom you thought would need it. Until next time, this is Pastor C. Remont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. I love you. Take care and bye-bye.